Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. These days, we're all bombarded by messages. Email and instant messages on our computers, text messages and voicemail on our phones, and just about everything under the sun on TV and radio. And then there are the messages we get just walking or driving down the street. What our eyes see, what our ears hear, and so on. Talk about overload. It can leave us wondering how we're going to deal with it all. And we naturally decide to focus on some things and downplay others. But how do we make sure that we're picking the important stuff? And that we're not missing some vital message? Although the problem is particularly acute today, it's not new. People have always had to decide what's important, what to pay attention to, and what to ignore. And since Bible times, any number of people have found that paying attention to God's messages brings big rewards. Are God's messages still coming to people today? They sure are, to each one of us. And they're just as important and profitable, too. As one Bible verse depicts God saying, "Behold, I will send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared." That's what we're going to look at this week on Morning Prayer. God's angels, His messages to us. We'll see what they did for some biblical figures and what they can do for us today. May we all hear God's messages, keeping us in God's path and bringing us into all the goodness that He has for us. Amen.